This is the Gerald Wilson Orchestra performing Viva Tirado. Now, hopefully, that is going to help relieve you somewhat. Make it a little bit easier for us all to deal with the subject at hand, the invasion of the bugs. Those rascals, no, they be invading too. How about this one? Gnathostoma spinigerum. It's a spiky parasite that travels through the stomach wall after it infects the person. It's most common in cats, but people can get it by eating undercooked freshwater fish. Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard about the beef. Now we're hearing about the fish. It really is good. It is better. It is healthier. It is safer to eat our meats, meat products, meat-like products, well-cooked. Undercooked freshwater fish increase the chance of getting this parasite that likes traveling through the stomach wall after it infects someone. Can't catch it from a person who has it. The larva infects your stomach and liver first, causing pain. Then it moves to your skin, which swells and itches. Here's the thing, it can be deadly if it gets into your nervous system. So here we have a parasite that moves and moves and moves. And if it moves into your nervous system, it can bring death. It can kill you. It's mostly found in Southeast Asia, and it's rare in the U.S. Not totally non-existent in the U.S., just rare. All right, we heard about this one quite a bit. Ticks. They can dig into any part of the body, but they really like folds or creases or hairy areas like the scalp. They can range from the size of a sesame seed to that of an apple seed or larger. They tend to hang out on tall grass and shrubs, and they hook onto you when you brush against them. The ticks cut into your skin so that they can stick in a tube and suck out blood. These little rascals have some medical skills. Stick in a tube and suck out your blood. Mechanical skills. Stick in a tube and suck out your blood. The ones that carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and other conditions affect people as they feed. So while they're drinking people's blood, they're infecting them too. By the way, make sure that we take care of our pets. We want to make sure that ticks don't get the opportunity to dig in and just hang out and hang on and cause problems for our pets. All right. How about this one? This one, when I give you the name of it, you'll probably say, okay, well, maybe this one isn't so bad. Maybe it's not as mean-spirited as some of the other bugs, some of the other parasites, because this one is called the kissing bug. Yes, kissing. The kissing bug. They get their name from where they like to bite. It's not because they're particularly friendly. No. We like to kiss with our lips, and these kissing bugs like spending time with our lips or around the eyes. They usually attack while people are asleep. Yes, very, very stealthy fighters, stealthy creatures, very slick and cunning. Wait until we're in La La Land before they make their move. They often hang out in wood piles or on rats' nests. So if they find their way to the human eye, they're bringing a lot of stuff with them. They're also drawn to the lights and to the carbon dioxide in the house. And they can feed on both pets and people. Their bite can actually cause an allergic reaction. They also spread the Chagas disease, which can be life-threatening. Doesn't that make you just want to kill just about every insect, every kind of bug you can think of? What about this one? How many of you kind of like the idea of killing scabies? These are mites that actually dig tunnels under the skin and then lay eggs in the tunnels. Doesn't that make you kind of mad, upset? Wait a minute, who do you think you are digging tunnels under the skin? Did anybody invite you and tell you you could do that? Well, here's the thing. You know how we've been talking about how with a lot of these rascals, if you're out in warm water, warm lakes, warm rivers, you could be attacked, invaded. If you are in certain places, maybe you rub up against a shrub, you can be invaded. What about this one? You're in your bed. Because this is the thing. You can get scabies if you have close contact with or sleep in the same bed with someone who has scabies. They're too small to see, though. They prefer the skin between the fingers, the arm, and the leg folds, the penis, the breasts, and shoulder blades. So we go to the fast food restaurant. We want to get some chicken. They ask us what kind we want. I'd like to have a wing and two thighs. I'd like to have a breast and one leg, one drumstick. Scabies say, well, I want to get between the fingers and the arms and the leg folds, the penis, the breasts, shoulder blades. Let me have some of that. These little rascals. And can you imagine the nerve of them to travel from one human being to another human being? Don't they have any respect for us? Don't they have any regard for us? It can take up to a month once the scabies start doing their thing to feel the itch. Your doctor can give you something to get rid of them. Those are some ugly creatures, too. I mean, they are just downright ugly. As a matter of fact, I was just noticing when I looked at some pictures of these rascals that like to burrow under our skin. Most of them are pretty ugly. I don't mean just their behavior. I mean their physical appearance. Just plain ugly. How about this one? How many of you have cared for someone who has lice and you had to put on your gloves to do what you needed to do to help them get rid of them? Did you ever see the lice? Well, three kinds of them live on people. Body, head, and pubic lice. Body, head, and pubic lice. These sesame seed-sized bugs grab onto the hair and feed on the blood through your skin. Mostly, they make you itch, but they can spread disease. You can get them from direct contact with the person who has them. Pubic lice, of course, they're hanging out on the genitalia area. Pubic lice can be spread through sex. So you're having sex. Just enjoying yourself. And while you're enjoying yourself, the lice is enjoying you, spreading from the person you're with to you. They're very common. Treat them with over-the-counter and with prescription medications, and you should be all right. And if you had to apply any of that medication to someone's scalp, parting the hair and applying that medication to the scalp and just going bit by bit, trying to cover the whole scalp to get rid of those lice. Those rascals can be troublesome, but they can be gotten rid of. That's the good news. What about this one? Any of you had to deal with chiggers? When you think about little critters that dig in, chiggers may be the first thing to come to mind. But here's the thing. They don't actually burrow. They attach to your outer layer of skin and feast on the cells. Once the bug is full, it lets go. This usually takes, though, about 3 days. Can you imagine eating for 3 days? I don't mean eating one small meal in the morning, maybe another meal later that day. Maybe some of you who just won't eat right eat a little bit of breakfast in the morning and then you don't eat again until dinner time. That's not what I'm talking about. Can you imagine eating for 3 days? How big would you be? How stuffed would you be? 3 days. In the meantime, the bites do itch a lot. Chiggers live in shady, grassy areas or on leaves close to the ground. They like areas under the tight parts of clothing, like waistbands or sock cuffs. Isn't it interesting that the same way we humans have our likes and our preferences and stuff like that, these little creeping crawlers have their likes and their preferences too. I tell you. And us. They like us. Stay away. We don't like you. Dig into the soil and find your nutrients there. I'll be right back